Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I found out my sister has been screwing my boyfriend behind my back. I get even. I never ever thought I'd be telling this story on Reddit of all frickin' places. But since I've been seeing everyone share their revenge stories, I got a little inspired, so I thought I'd share mine. Little backstory first. I was born into a broken family. My father was a drug addict. My mother, on the other hand, was the kindest, strongest woman I know. Fortunately, they separated just after the birth of my younger sister, who was only younger than me by a year. I took after my mother. My sister, though, apart from my mother's looks, she got everything else from dad. Now, the thing is, my father was a horrible freaking person, even before he became a drug addict. He was an arrogant, selfish, insufferable idiot. And not only that, he also cheated on my mother multiple times while she was pregnant with me and my sister, and he also physically abused her. He was so horrible to the point that when he left, my mother said that it was the happiest day of her life. She continued raising us, all by herself, while my dad went to God knows where. And you know what? I've never even missed him. 18 years later, and me and my sister are all grown up. And the thing is, we've never really been that close. We fought a lot when we were younger, but it was all usual sibling fights. As we grew, we fought less and less, and we were able to coexist like all siblings do. And though I didn't express it all the time, I did love her. But here is where it all goes to pot. In my senior year of high school, I started dating one of my classmates. He just transferred during that year and said that he liked me immediately and asked me to go out with him if I was interested. I give the guy a chance. It goes extremely well, and just 2 months later, we were officially dating. He was sweet. He'd treat me to lunch, take me to places, and was just a great boyfriend overall. We continued to date through our first year and second year of college, and he comes over to our house pretty frequently, and my mum even lets him stay the night. It came to the point that he'd come over even when I wasn't there, and I thought nothing of it. I was even glad that he felt so comfortable there. Until one day, just a month before our anniversary, I text him that I'd be home later than usual because I still had something to do in school. I was already in my third year and I was busier than ever before. Since we usually go home together, he asked me what time do I think I'll be home. And I said, probably after dinner, so he can pick me up then. He says, okay. Fortunately though, I managed to finish earlier than I thought, and instead of texting him to pick me up, I decided to surprise him by going to his house, since it's been a while since we spent time together and I missed him. When I got there, his sister, whom I was very close with, was visibly confused and immediately asked me what I was doing there. I told her that I was there to see her brother, and she becomes even more confused, saying, he told me he was going to your house to see you though. He left hours ago. This time, I'm the one who's confused. So I quickly turn around and went home. Now, thankfully, our houses are only 15 minutes apart, so I got there quickly. The next 20 minutes were like hell. I come home to find his bike outside. The house was dark, and I try my bestest to go inside as quietly as I could. By the time I got upstairs, I hear it. Moans. Female and male. The male one sounding particularly like my boyfriend. Tears immediately flood my eyes. I didn't even need to see to know it was him. My boyfriend of almost 3 years screwing my sister. My feet suddenly had a mind of their own, and I yanked the door open. I was seething at this point. This dog was riding him like a mechanical bull. I stood there as my now ex pushes her off of him, shocked as he puts his clothes back on in light speed and starts spewing excuses. I wasn't listening at all. I was sobbing so much I couldn't breathe. The butthole follows me all the way downstairs, and I yell at him that if he doesn't leave that instant, I'd tell his entire family. He leaves, and I was left with my sister. I couldn't even look at her. I stayed downstairs, calming myself down until my mum came home from work. She immediately notices that something is wrong, but I don't tell her yet. Dinner starts, and I felt like crying again. And you know what's even worse? When my sister came down and sat just across from me, I saw no hint of remorse or guilt on her face. Absolutely none. I felt sick. I wanted to vomit. and I swear that at some point during dinner, the evil dog even smirked. A week goes by, and I don't say anything. I was so hurt. My ex wasn't saying anything too. No phone calls, texts, nothing. And neither did my sister. Not a single freaking sorry. I felt so defeated. I was crying multiple times a day, and I couldn't even focus in school. One day, I finally snap, and I tell my mother everything. She was extremely disappointed. She scolds my sister, but even she didn't really seem to care. And then suddenly, I remembered. My ex had told me his passwords. He told me early in our relationship, and I never bothered to open because I was never the type to go through my SO's messages. I trusted the guy, and this is what I get. Anyway, I managed to open his Messenger account, and there I see it. Hundreds of messages between him and my sister. I felt weak in the knees. It had been going on for almost 4 months. I took screenshots. It turns out they'd been going out while I was still at school. All three of us were from different schools. My sister couldn't get into mine because her grades were too low, and so were my boyfriend's. My pain quickly turned into anger, and I wanted nothing more than to make them both pay. I couldn't stomach the sight of my sister. The fact that she'd go behind my back like that over some guy made me freaking sick. We were supposed to always be there for each other. After a month, I asked my mother if I could move out and live with my aunt for a while, because I just couldn't take it anymore. She was sad, but she understood. I felt so sorry for her. She held my sister accountable for what she did, but at the end of the day, it was still her other daughter, so she couldn't completely turn her back on her. I didn't want to give her the burden of having to choose, so I did instead. So, I move out and live with my aunt, and I promise to keep in touch. The next 6 months were basically me putting my stuff back together. I became a working student and did some freelance work to earn some money. And as I started to earn more, I dropped out of school completely and became a full-time freelancer. As the months went by, I'd earn more and more, and I had more than enough money to spend for myself. And from then on, I started to send money to my mum monthly. One day, I got curious and decided to check on my sister and ex. When I unblocked them, I regretted it instantly. Those buttholes were still together, and my sister was even flaunting their relationship on Instagram. Suddenly, it was as if no time had passed by at all, and I was angry yet again. I scrolled through more pictures, and it was obvious that my sister was completely in love with him. Then I acted on anger. I sent the screenshots I took from before and sent them to our cousins, telling them everything. They all ended up hating her. And then I sent it to my ex's sister and also told her everything. She punched him, told their parents, and a day later, I received a text from them apologizing on behalf of their son. It made me feel slightly better. A week later, my mum asked me to come home to spend the weekend. I decided to say yes this time. I stopped by a mall on the way to get a gift for her, and guess who I see? My ex-boyfriend with a girl who wasn't my sister, holding hands. I laugh. Hard. The urge to take out my phone and take a picture and send it to my sister was so strong, but I stopped myself. It wouldn't be painful enough. So I hide where he can't see me and I follow them. After about an hour, she goes to the bathroom. I follow her in there. I approach her when she comes out of the cubicle and I say, "Is the guy you're with your boyfriend?" She looks a little bit scared and confused, but answers, "Yes," nonetheless. I quickly tell her that the same guy is currently dating my sister and even showed her some pictures. The girl was completely horrified. She said she had no idea that he was seeing someone else, and I fought the urge to laugh. I tell her to get rid of him quickly, and I'll tell her everything she needed to know. But I also asked her not to dump him just yet. So she makes up some excuse about an emergency at home, and they go their separate ways for the day. We meet up at a coffee shop close to the mall afterwards, and there I spill everything, including all the details about the cheating. When I'd finished, she looked so mad, almost as if it had happened to her, and then she goes on to reveal that a longtime boyfriend of hers actually cheated on her as well. We talk some more, and as time passed by, I came to discover that the girl was actually really sweet, and I felt sorry that she became a victim of my ex too. She asked me if I was going to get revenge, and I said yes, but I needed her help. I also told her she could say no if she didn't want to, but she said she wanted to help. So I told her my plan and she was all for it. I came home that night excited. My mum seemed pleased and my sister looked a little angry. I didn't give an F though, since I had the knowledge that my ex-boyfriend, the guy she destroyed our relationship for, was on his way to destroy her. That girl and I talked for the next 3 weeks that I was there, and she would send me screenshots of her and my ex's convo, and also pics of them together. We continued to talk even after I came back to my aunt's house, and exactly 2 months after we met, the plan was finally in action. It was a week before my ex and my sister's anniversary. Yes, they had an anniversary, and I was about to give her the greatest gift. By that time, my ex had confessed to the other girl about his relationship with my sister, but she told him it was okay and they could still be together, because she didn't care. Little did he know, of course, her and I were basically best friends at this point and had come up with a master plan to ruin his life. I come home again and spent the week there leading up to the anniversary, the longest week of my life. The day finally comes, and after my sister leaves to go to his house, I wait a few hours. Then I FaceTime his sister to ask if the two buttholes were home. She says yes, and then I send it. Dozens of pictures of my ex with the other girl and screenshots of their conversations. One where he was telling her how much he loves her and how he's planning to leave my sister for her soon. There was one where he even expressed how annoying he found my sister and that he sometimes wants to strangle her. A whole bunch of other screenshots where he insults her, calls her stupid, desperate, and many more things. He also said that she was awful in bed and was way too noisy, and that he'd barely touched her the past few days. Ouch. But it wasn't enough for me. The final touch was a 3-minute long video of my friend and my ex having sex. Yes, she gave me her full consent to send it. She was on top, exactly how I found my sister and ex before, and she was riding him to oblivion. But I cropped it so her face wasn't shown, but my ex's was in full view. It was hilarious. The guy was enjoying it so much, and I know my sister would probably have a seizure once she watched it. And then I wait. I was still on FaceTime with his sister, and after a while, I hear it. Screaming, objects being thrown, more screaming. His sister then comes upstairs to check on them, and I hear everything. My sister was sobbing, and what's even more screwed up is that my ex didn't even try to deny any of it, and asked her to just leave. Her sister and I continue our FaceTime, talking some more, and she tells me how she's never actually liked my sister, and neither have their parents. They said they'd ignore her whenever she'd come by the house. She would even ask her about me sometimes, just to annoy her. After about an hour, my sister finally comes home. And I sat there, grinning like a devil as she steps into the living room, face puffy from crying. We make eye contact and I smirk to her and said, "You deserve it," before going upstairs. I don't speak to her again, and for days she refused to even leave her room. The satisfaction I felt was through the roof, and I even told my mum that I could move back in now. But it didn't end there. Because my ex had gotten my sister pregnant. A huge part of me wasn't shocked, but my mum, of course, was disappointed. We had to tell the rest of our family, and they were all disappointed with her as well. Before she gave birth, my sister told my mum she was going to move in with my ex's family, since they have to take care of their baby, and my mum refused to let him step foot in our house again. But since our houses were really close to each other, she agreed. It was pathetic. It was obvious that she still wanted to be with him, even after everything he did, but hey, it wasn't my problem anymore. But according to my ex's sister though, her parents weren't too happy about the whole thing, and although my ex said he would take responsibility of his child, he did not want anything to do with my sister anymore. Freaking butthole. So, I continued to live my life, working, going out, and focusing on becoming even better. It didn't take long for me to finally be happy again, and all the pain and betrayal felt like a distant memory. I reconnected with my old friends, and even started dating again. I also kept in touch with that girl who helped me with my revenge. She, of course, had dumped my ex, broke up with him just the day after it all went down, and we're genuinely good friends now, and meet when we can. I don't keep in touch with my sister at all though, but according to my ex's sister, she's absolutely miserable because she had to drop out of school and my ex barely spoke to her and would always be gone, sometimes for days, and even brought home girls on multiple occasions, having sex with them in the same house that my pregnant sister was in. Oh, wow. Oh, and to top it all off, he also wasn't there when she gave birth. What a man, guys. Honestly, I didn't feel sorry for her at all, since she chose to stay with him. But I did feel sorry for the kid for having those two buttholes as his parents. They'd go to our house at least 3 times a week to see my mum, and my sister would completely ignore my existence. Guess what? that dog still hasn't apologized. I didn't really care at that point, so I just ignored it. But one time, I kindly offered to buy her baby some clothes, and she fixed me with the nastiest look before saying, "We don't need your freaking money." I was appalled, and then I was angry again. Alright then, if that's how she wanted to play. Now, funnily enough, I run into my ex at a bar just a couple of days later. He looks freaking terrible, and I questioned what I even saw in him. He sees me and then actually looks happy. I, on the other hand, no longer felt anything to him. Only disgust, of course. He tries to make conversation, telling me I looked great, and even apologizes. I was shocked, but his apology didn't really mean anything to me anymore. Later that night, I received a bunch of messages from him. He was apologizing again, and then went on to say how much he regrets cheating on me before begging for another chance, and swears that this time, things would be different, and that he was gonna change for me. I laughed so hard, I fell off my bed. The ocean would dry up before I'd even think about taking his butt back. But since my sister had angered me once again and I was feeling a little petty, I send her the screenshots of those messages with the caption, "This your baby daddy?" I knew that she was still in love with him, even after everything. And I knew that it would hurt her to see how he's willing to change for me, but not for her, the mother of his dang child.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
He barely even gave her money for the kid. It was only his parents and my mum who supported her financially. My sister blocked me. LMFAO. And no, I didn't ever take my ex back. Last I heard, he actually started using drugs. So, fast forward to now. I continue to thrive, while she continues to be miserable. We recently had a family reunion, and at one point, she said to our relatives that she's having a hard time, and one of our cousins looks at her dead in the eye and says, "Well, maybe if you hadn't screwed your sister's boyfriend, you wouldn't be in this position." She was absolutely dumbfounded, tears in her eyes, and I almost choked on my wine trying to stop laughing. I guess she probably didn't think they knew. Well, now she does, and they all didn't bother to hide how much they despised her. She had no one on her side and was considered the disappointment of the family, but she's only got herself to blame. By the way, if anyone gets confused why we still lived with our parents during college, I am Filipina, and this happened in the Philippines. Here, we don't move out until we have kids, and sometimes not even then. And look, if some people don't believe me, that's fine. Honestly, I understand. I actually wish it was fake, truly. This particular event has caused so much stress on our entire family, but I understand. About the girl who helped me, I was actually really shocked myself with how willing she was to participate. There definitely have been times where I was scared she would out me to my ex and sister, but I guess it all just reminded her of the situation with her old ex, and she also seemed mad about being made into a side chick. I didn't expect that she'd send the video, of course. I asked her so many times if she was absolutely sure. My ex was a horrible person, but he was attractive, and he was good in bed, as much as I hate to admit. She basically used him for sex, and I don't find anything wrong with that. He deserved it. And to be honest, I would have done the same if it was the other way around. I get why it might seem made up, but I've literally witnessed much crazier stuff happen. I had a friend who got sent a video of her then boyfriend and another girl having sex as well. The girl actually sent it because she wanted the boyfriend to herself. It happens more frequently than one might think. Some females can be messy as anything these days. But again, I get why it might not seem believable. Ultimately, believe what you want. It's not like it would affect any of us negatively. What's done is done. Have a good day. Now, guys, where to even begin with this story? Like, I'm absolutely dumbfounded. I cannot believe what I've just read. That was amazing. And I get what OP's saying. Yeah, maybe it does sound unbelievable, but ultimately, who cares? There's no real reason to lie. It's just a little subreddit on the internet. And from the comments, it does seem very likely that this did happen. I know it sounds crazy, but wow, she's answering the comments in some mental detail. I'm not going to go into it, but this story is almost definitely true, I'd say. I mean, listen, if you're watching on YouTube, get in the comments. Let me know what you think. Does this story even need to be true? Does it really matter? I was thoroughly entertained throughout. Wow. Like, I don't even know what you call this. It's more than a love triangle. It's like a love pentagon. Unbelievable. It's just crazy that your sister got pregnant as well in all of this and didn't even realize that other members of the family knew about it. And oh, the video as well. Like, imagine receiving that video. God, it just begs belief. It really does. I mean, look, she was the one who obviously brought this upon herself, but I actually do feel kind of bad. 5% of me feels bad for her, because yeah, look, it's probably one of the worst things you can do, but now she's got a kid and everyone hates her. Like, oh, it's not the best situation to be in for the rest of your life. Look, I get it. You're all saying, you're all shouting at me. She deserves it. I agree with you. But wow, think of the pain and misery that, she's caused that onto herself, of course, but just think of the pain and misery. It's a lot. Fantastic revenge, I gotta say. Love that you got another side chick involved. So good. So good. And yeah, this guy obviously deserved it. Just complete and utter bell. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed this story of revenge. If you did and you want some more revenge stories from me, check out the playlist on screen or down in the description. If you want to just chat me on the background while you're chilling, I don't know, doing homework, playing a game, whatever, I'll just tell you some more awesome stories like this. Click it, link below, on screen. Enjoy, and I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.